You are so patient with me, God. So let me just start out with thank you. I am often overwhelmed with all the things that simply need to get done or need my attention, my fiddling, my fixing, when all along you're standing right next to me, inviting me into the reality of your love. And I miss it a lot because I'm looking elsewhere. My heart is set on other tasks, or my heart is fearful. And you are faithful in your attempts to get me to see it your way, to see that there is life to be had all around me, that your possibilities are endless, that your love is for me, even me, the one who would shrug you off or wander away or even deny you. How is it that you accept me as who I am? How is it that you love me? It's just a miracle. So, God, train my eyes to see you amongst my people today. Tune my heart to sing your praise. Send me again to the same place to find new life, not just the same old, same old. Help me to see the life you can see, the new life you're stirring up in the ministry I am part of, in the community where I live, in my family, and in my friends. Be present to me today, God, and to my family. Show us the miracle of abundance and remind us that we are better together. Stir up the faith of my colleagues across southern Minnesota and across the ELCA. Help us to speak your language and to see with your eyes. And above all, and through it all, remind us of your game-changing love. Our work in you matters so much, and our lives in you are what matter the most. So thank you, God. I love you. Amen. Hey, you, child of God. Yes, you. Your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Don't be afraid. God is with you.